What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So the police chief in Arkansas has been recaptured. They are still looking for the two remaining escapees from Louisiana.
They're not finding those two. Those two are long gone.
The police chief was, what, a mile and a half away from the jail?
1.5 miles from the jail. That's right.
Dang it far.
And they have recaptured the runaway zebra in Tennessee.
Thank God.
Ed is his name.
Ed, the zebra.
They found him in a field about 40 miles south of Nashville.
Yeah.
And they helicoptered him out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that necessary?
I feel like that would be stressful for the zebra, Ed, if you will.
Did we need the helicopter, guys? If he was in a field, couldn't you walk him to the nearest road? You found him.
They are not easy to corral, or so I've heard. I don't have any personal experience.
Well, they somehow got a big, giant tarp underneath him to
have you
fly him out of there.
At the photo, plus that zebra's heart, it looks like he's wearing a gigantic diaper.
That is correct.
He's in a seated position. His arms are out, and he looks mortified.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. Dejected, embarrassed, humiliated.
Being displayed for all the world to see.
Oh, God.
Scared.
Was the helicopter really required?
He was wreaking havoc on the highway. Can you imagine? You're just driving down the highway, minding your own business, and you look over and you see a zebra. You would think you were on like psychedelic mushrooms or something.
They hit him with a tranquilizer.
He was running through traffic on both sides of the highway. That's one of those commercials where they're like, we've seen a few things, but we ain't ever seen this.
Jinx.
Now, I will say he was maintaining the minimum. Zebras can run 40 miles an hour. So
really?
Not in violation of the speed laws.
And they are allowed as pets in Tennessee?
That's ridiculous.
Why? They're just a horse with
stripes. No, they're not. That is not a horse. Horses are domesticated. Zebras are not.
Well, they can be.
Does he look domesticated hanging from that helicopter? I would say no.
Not necessarily.
Dejected.
Well, horses weren't necessarily domesticated.
It is legal to own a zebra as a pet in Tennessee. They classify it as a class 3 animal. It does not require a special use permit. By the way, the Library of Congress notes, not sure why we're quoting them here, but we are, that zebras' unpredictable nature and tendency to attack people preclude them from being good candidates for domestication.
They average about 900 pounds.
God.
They're just a horse with stripes.
Okay.
Okay.
Come here, buddy.
Story here. You can gauge how well you're aging by trying these simple tests. Would you like to try some of these
tests?
Yes. Okay.
If it doesn't require you know, me breaking a sweat.
Here's one. Balance. Can you stand on one leg for 30 seconds?
Yes. While you are talking, I will do that.
Okay, that's 35 seconds after the minute.
Okay.
So we'll go to 05.
I can still talk. I'm here.
Do not touch anything.
I'm not. I'm trying to move my mic.
I know, but you can't move your mic because...
Okay.
You're doing fine. You're doing really well. By the way, at some point, I'm going to give you three words, and you have to remember them, and then I'm going to come back to you.
That's a non-starter.
So you've got five more seconds.
All right, okay. You almost lost it there. Yeah, I saw almost. You.
Well, I was thinking about how I'm not going to be able to remember three words.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, you made I can that do that.
One. All right, so I'm gonna move forward a little bit to cognitive function. I'm gonna give you three words that you have to remember.
Okay.
And then we're gonna come back and see if you can remember them.
Can one of them be zebra?
No.
Okay.
But one of them will be horse.
Okay.
Horse.
Horse. Can I write them down?
No.
Oh. Okay.
That's the point.
Okay.
We are not off to a great start.
Okay. Horse.
Caravan.
Okay.
You're not writing it down, are you?
No. Horse.
Are you recording it?
No, I'm not recording it. Horse, caravan, and whatever. What's the other one?
You're not recording a video, are
you? I am not.
Okay. And flight.
Flight. Oh, God. Well, that reminds me of Ed. Okay.
Horse, caravan, and flight.
Okay.
All right. Now, can you sit down and stand up without using your hands or your arms?
Once I'm seated. You mean sit down without using my arms?
No. Sit down on the ground and then stand up without using your hands.
Okay. What does this prove?
How old you're getting.
I have to get up from here?
Without using your hands or arms. Correct. Well, this is not going well.
Wait a minute. Can I do this?
You can do whatever it
she
takes.
She is trying to rock forward.
Okay.
I thought you meant from my butt. I'm not Mary Lou Retton.
And I think I stopped the video instead of starting it.
Good. What does this prove?
How old you're getting.
Okay.
How well you can move.
Okay.
All right. Do you sleep 7 to 9 hours a night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't consider yourself lonely.
No, God, no.
Okay. So you're doing fine there. What were the three words I gave you?
Horse.
It hasn't even been that long.
Flight, because Ed was flying, and caravan.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Now, what does that mean? I'm joining Mensa here?
I don't think that was ever a threat.
Okay. Well, probably not. I'm still confused about the seated one, because does it just mean at any way you can get up?
It just says here.
Because I'm telling you guys, if you go home and try this, if you're on your butt and your knees are up, that is almost impossible to get out of without at least using arms.
It just says, can you sit on the floor and stand up without using your hands?
Yes.
Yeah, you can manipulate your knees, your feet, however you
need
to.
That I can do.
But no, I mean, I can't even rock forward onto my feet and stand up.
And you're what, 28?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this like a cognitive test that they give you when you're joining the AARP or something?
I don't think so.
Would you like the discount? Can you get up?
Grip strength is something else.
100%.
Okay. I have no doubt about that.
Do you want me to try it on your neck?
That sounded like a threat.
Or a promise.
Damn, she has grip strength.
Do you think you eat healthy?
I am trying to drink more water.
It's not eating.
Man, that water bottle's got a weird aluminum crunch to it.
And it says Pepsi.
Huh.
I didn't know Pepsi was making a water product.
I need to eat more vegetables.
Okay.
I don't mind them. I just don't eat enough of them.
Now, water, you mind.
That's a Diet Pepsi.
It's so good.
It's not good.
I flew right off that wagon. I lasted about a month.
How long do we really last?
I lasted about a month, and then I started sneaking them at work. And then finally, I just said to Johnny, let's just call this what it is. Can you please go get me some Diet Pepsi? But you know what? For the month that I didn't have it in the...
Was it a month?
It might have been 2 months. We did not keep it in the apartment. We just didn't keep it.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest, and this is just for me. God knows we do not dispense medical advice on here. A lot of people said, you're going to feel so much better. You're not even going to believe it.
And?
I noticed zero change in anything. Oh, I didn't feel just nothing. I thought, you know, your joints are going to feel better. There was no change not drinking it versus drinking it. And
there's nothing in that that's natural.
Yeah. But I don't think it's wrecking my body in the way it does wreck some people. And it does. Like, aspartame is not good for you. I know that. But I feel like I went for a pretty significant amount of time without it. And I was like, I feel just like normal Dana.
You didn't feel better? You didn't feel worse?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
All right. When we get back, how much would you pay for a little bit of peace and quiet?
In this room?
No. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III.
Wow.
My name is Scott here on KMVZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So we are keeping watch on what's going on in Los Angeles. This is day 4 of rallies and protests. We should point out that the president has just mobilized 700 Marines, and I am not aware in all of American history that that has ever occurred. I'll double check that. Obviously in any other case other than war, mobilized 700 Marines to support the National Guard in Los Angeles. There is a very, I would say, small and peaceful protest going on in the streets of downtown Los Angeles right now. They are blocking a road. But what would you guess, Dana? 70 to 75 people?
Probably 100 people. And okay. We were talking about this during the break. All ages, all colors. It looks like there are
holding hands.
Some clergy.
Yep.
They are holding hands. This is a peaceful protest. Now, you can't block the road.
No, you're not supposed to.
Google AI says they have done it before.
When have they done it before?
1992.
That was mobilization of the National Guard. That was not the Marines, I don't recall.
For riots?
And that was for the LA riots, where that city was on fire.
I'm obviously looking for some sort of legitimacy here because this is Google AI.
Yeah, I understand. I don't recall. Yes, but that was at the request of the governor, where the governor, in this case, Gavin Newsom, has said he didn't want the National Guard mobilized, that they had it under control, that these by doing so, you're just agitating the protesters and making an uncomfortable situation worse. We will keep an eye on this. I'm not wanting to make a topic out of it. I don't think it requires that yet, because when we talk politics, it just makes everybody angry. But if things start to get escalated, we will go to ABC News or CNN, whichever we need.
So listen to this. A family has moved out of their home after it was targeted 18 times by strangers doing a TikTok trend. Is TikTok the worst thing that has ever made us dumber?
Might be. Or Insta.
So
I was going to say, you can broaden that to social media as a whole.
This is out of Chandler, Arizona. A police department in Arizona is warning of potentially destructive behavior in a social media trend that involves kicking in doors, vandalizing homes, and turning off electrical boxes. You know what's going to happen with somebody kicking in a door? I'm just going to call it right now.
You're
going to get shot.
Yeah.
Chandler police are urging parents to talk to their children about how the pranks are not harmless and can actually result, and should, in criminal charges. They have also seen this in Mesa, where they interviewed a woman whose neighbors were also victims. In that case, their garage door was dented in. One of the victims is a teacher and identified the teens who targeted her home by sending a video of the incident to the local high school. The boys that did this at our house didn't even know each other. Some kids walking by them dared them to do it. Their parents were mortified. We'll pay for the damages. We'll help you out. If you decide to press charges, we understand. We are grateful they are willing to work with us. Meanwhile, others have been charged. There is one home that has been targeted 18 times, and charges have been submitted against three teenagers seen on the video. Quoting here from the police chief, the couple was terrified to the point where, in the end, they moved out of their residence. They were terrified someone was repeatedly trying to break in.
So is that the only point, is just to kick in the door?
Yeah, the teens don't even know the couple who lived there.
So you kick in the door and what, run away?
Sam, it's
like a new deranged version of ding dong ditching, like kick in door and run. I don't know either. Keep in mind, the most recent TikTok trend
felonies
that swept the nation was to stick a paper clip in an electronic to fry it. I mean, that's the level of smarts
stupidity
we got going on here.
Stupidity.
Well, there was one 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to remember.
That
what
was the
was.
One.
Any parent would be mortified, because what you're doing is Russian roulette, is what you're doing.
You better hope that the person on the other side of that door doesn't sit with a.
It'll happen. And I can't believe the couple. It happened 18 times before they moved out.
Why were they targeted so many times?
They do not have any known connection between the teens charged in that case and the homeowners. None.
But they came to the same house
18 times.
18 times.
Yep.
18 new doors?
I don't know how one describes that to their insurance agent, Scott. I don't.
We know a thing or two.
Well, you don't even claim that. I mean, I wouldn't claim a door to USAA.
From the text line, it happened to me at our lake house in Michigan. Scared the living daylights out of me. I was alone.
No.
They failed, but they tried to kick the front door in. The lights were on. I was literally sitting in the front room by the front door, blinds open, watching TV. They did not care.
What? Why? Okay, look this up, Scott.
Okay.
Detroit police are warning about it. There's San Antonio.
This is on TikTok?
Yep.
Okay.
There's Franklin. I don't know the news logos well enough to tell you what city this is in. It is everywhere.
Here's one from Fox 2 Detroit. Van Buren, I'm assuming that's a suburb. Van Buren police are not laughing. A simple search on social media will result in home security videos of people kicking front doors of homes and then running.
Indianapolis, Indiana is the latest case.
Van Buren Township police say they took two reports of doors being kicked in this past weekend. Quoting here from some woman, it's a quiet neighborhood, family oriented. This is not the neighborhood to come in and do that. Van Buren police say, while this may be a trend on social media, it is no joke, and it is considered a felony. Police promise it will be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
We have a case out of Northern Kentucky, Harris County. I can't believe no one's been shot.
Yet. That's the key word, yet.
It has taken off in Northwest Indianapolis.
Wow.
We are so dumb. And I'm telling you, like everything else, I'm just going to call it right now. It starts out and works its way into Kansas City.
Yep. Big Al in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's a wonderful day.
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, I heard earlier today that there was a situation that, just like this happened in Virginia, and the kid was shot and killed, and the owner of the house was charged with second-degree murder.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It was your earlier compadres had mentioned it in their broadcast, so that's all I know. I didn't really get to hear all of it.
Okay.
I got very short memory. So, yeah, from their reporting, someone's been murdered about this already.
May 7th, 2025, an 18-year-old was shot and killed by a homeowner in Spotsylvania County over the weekend.
Okay, I'm looking at that. Now, this says ding-dong ditch prank, and I remember seeing this in the New York Times. Is this the same?
It was a high school athlete. This is from the New York Post.
The homeowner said he believed that the kid was trying to break into his house.
It was 3 a.m.
A friend of the teen claimed that it was all part of a TikTok challenge that turned tragic. The 27-year-old man, Tyler Butler, charged with second-degree murder, malicious wounding, and using a firearm in the commission of a felony.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Accused of shooting at three teenagers.
Now, wait, let me ask you. Wait a minute. It's one thing to kick down the door. That's why I keep saying somebody's going to be shot. If you just run up, ring the doorbell, and run off in classic ding-dong ditch 1970s fashion, you can't shoot somebody for that.
That's not a crime, but that's not what is alleged here.
The group had knocked on a few doors in the area, one of the teenagers told a detective, adding they were not familiar with the neighborhood. They were running away when they were shot.
You're right. They didn't kick it in. They banged on the door. They were playing ding-dong ditch.
A surveillance system captured video of the three teens coming up to his house not long before the shooting. In the video, the teens are banging, kicking, and slamming the neighbor's garage door.
Well,
not ringing the doorbell.
You know, if it's,
his defense is going to be blank around and find out.
Well, and his defense is going to be, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking at ring doorbell. There are three people outside my door banging on the door, kicking it. They're not ringing the doorbell like a normal person would. And it's 3 a.m.
You still can't shoot them while they're running away, Scott. You know that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We're talking about this ridiculously dumb new TikTok trend. I don't even need to say ridiculously dumb. If I say TikTok trend, it automatically means it's dumb.
Well, no. To be fair, a couple of months ago, we had a TikTok trend to drink enough water. That was a good one. But this one is dumb.
Yeah, and there was the ice bucket challenge
that
years
was good.
Ago.
That raised money.
Yeah, that raised a lot of money. Yeah. Millions of dollars. That's right.
But
so I guess they're not all dumb. But 90% of the time, they're pretty dumb.
Let's eat a Tide Pod. Don't eat a Tide Pod.
So the new one is encouraging teens to go up to strangers' doors and just kick them in and run. It's like an amped up version of Ding Dong Ditch.
The new game is called I'd Like to Be Shot. And I have reached out to the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department to see if they have had any of the cases locally.
Let's go to A.A. Ron on line one. Hello, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to, put this out there. The kids need to look up Ralph Jarl and see what happened to him by accidentally knocking
by accident alone. Well, yes. His accident. Yes.
Not saying the cases are the same at all. Like, Ralph didn't do anything wrong. But you're going to get a crazy old man that just shoots through the door at you.
Yep.
And, you know, these kids are playing or putting their lives in other people's hands. And it is insane. I feel sorry for their parents when they have to go to their funeral.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
Well, I mean, their experience may vary. So.
Yeah.
And by the way, that shooting happened over a month ago. So you had mentioned how everything starts on the coast and then they make their way to the middle lands. It's going to happen here, and it's going to happen all summer long.
I will also tell you that we read that one part of the first story where the teens who were caught were mortified. Their family's going to pay for the damages. Mm-hmm. Good kids from a good family, right? Whatever that means. And the parents were horrified. Like, I cannot believe you'd be this stupid, right? So this is a good dinner time conversation with the kids. And I've done this before with my kids, like when the Tide Pod thing was going on. You start the conversation like this. I know what I'm about to say to you sounds so insanely stupid, you are going to roll your eyes.
And obvious.
But just in case this summer you're out with one of your buddies, because this is a specifically male thing. Just in case you're out with one of your buddies having a good time and you're bored, and one of them says, hey, I'm going to film you, run up there and just knock on that door.
No, kick it in.
Or kick it in. I want you to understand. Have the conversation. Say Ralph Jarl's name. Tell them there's an 18-year-old, way older enough to know better, by the way, 18-year-old who is dead after doing this. And your kids are going to roll their eyes. And they're going to go, that's so dumb. I would never do that. Mm-hmm. But how many of those kids that just got caught, the parents are mortified, if you had asked them a month ago, would you ever do anything like this? They probably would have said, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And
then they did it.
And again, I'm not saying that this kid in Virginia deserved to die, should have been shot at. None of that. But what do you expect when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're, you know, unsuccessfully trying to kick down somebody's door? I would be in a panic. And I'm not trying to go all tough guy. I would grab my guns.
What is it about the teenage boy where kids that I'm sure if you had asked them a month prior, they would go, thanks, Mom. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I say the same thing about fentanyl. You don't even take a pill, even if you know that it's from a friend and he got it from his pharmacist. You just don't do it. And they go, yeah, I know, Mom. I'm not going to do it. I wonder how many kids would be saved with that one conversation that you think is so dumb that you would never mention it because they're going to be like, right, I'm not going to do that.
I mean, it's a tonic that has three ingredients.
Groupthink.
Young, dumb, and drunk. Or high.
And also, I think groupthink, Scott, because a kid by himself is not going to go do that. Four or five buddies get together. Oh, come on. You go run up. No, you do it. All right. I'll do it. Then you do it. All right.
Well, I mean, you know, and I'm not proud of this, and I've mentioned it on the show before, but I was a good kid from a good family. And if you told me when I was 17 years old, I would vandalize a golf course.
You'd say I was crazy.
I'd say there's no way that's going to be true. I come from a really good home. We go to church every Sunday. I would never do that. But I was young, I was dumb, and I was drunk. And you put those three things together, and good kids from good families do dumb things.
This is why insurance will not let kids drive with more kids in the car, because you've seen the statistics with each underage driver you have in that car, each underage person at age 16, 15, 17, the odds of having an accident go up astronomically with each kid that is in that car.
I have found a list of the deadliest TikTok challenges.
All right. Oh boy. Lay it on me.
The one chip challenge.
That's the hot chip, the spicy chip.
The skull breaker challenge.
What's that?
You stand between two of your friends, and the idea is that you're all three going to jump at the same time for a picture, but your two friends on the outside don't jump and sweep your legs out from under you jump.
What is wrong with people?
The blackout challenge. We've all heard that one.
Yep.
That's where they choke their friend until they pass out and then wake them up.
Right.
Don't do any of these things, by the way. The chroming challenge, which is literally huffing whippets.
Okay. It's not a challenge. That's just doing drugs. Okay.
Yep. The game, which I'm not even going to get into. It's called The Game. Look it up if you want or don't.
No, we're good.
And the Benadryl challenge.
Oh, my God.
Is where I will stop, and you can probably figure out how you
And it lists
the
it lists how many
challenge.
People have died doing these things.
It does not specify the number of people that have died. It just says that this challenge has resulted in deaths.
Okay.
And by the way, that's just scratching the surface. I can scroll for minutes here and come up with ones that have led to deaths.
Let's go to I'm surprised Tide Pod was not in there.
Well, when they looked into it, actually only like
not
three
that many
people ate Tide Pods.
Yeah, those were the dumbest of the dumb.
You had to be ultra dumb to actually fall for that one.
The crowd in LA is getting bigger. And we're monitoring. They're now currently walking through downtown.
That is a separate crowd from the one.
Is that different than the other one? Okay. We're keeping an eye on it. They're marching through the downtown streets as we speak. Jose in Kansas City. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi. Hey, listen. I think that we should contact our congressman to pass legislation to. Impose a heavy fine on these social media
challenges.
Media like Meta, Facebook, TikTok, all those for promoting and allowing this crap to happen on their media.
But Jose, how do you stop it? There's a billion people on those social media platforms. You could do keywords, I suppose.
Impose a federal bill to not allow this, and when TikTok and others like to do it, they allow it, they're going to get fined heavily, big time. And besides the kids getting a felony charge against them by the police.
But
that's one way to stop
And Jose, I hear what you're saying, but my favorite line on this show is, where do you draw the line? And do we start fining movie producers for making movies that, like, i.e. John Wick? Would that promote violence and almost glamorize violence?
Well, you know, I hate to say so, but maybe perhaps, you know.
Mm.
Otherwise, how else are you going to stop it?
Well, I don't know that I want to live in a country where, you know, just because I don't like the content, it's therefore illegal or needs to be illegal. Take the Saw franchise movies. I mean, you want to talk about the glorification of violence.
Just violence for
no reason.
No reason.
Right. And or, you know, name your Friday the 13th or Chucky movies that just glorify violence for no reason, and yet people find that stuff entertaining. I don't know that I want to live in a country that where there is this content police that say, no, that's $500,000 right there. I don't, that's not the United States. Jen in Olathe. Jen, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, are you? I was going to comment on that TikTok challenge. I was a high school teacher this past year, and in little things at school, and I just see the teenagers today that they have no consequences for their behavior, no real consequences for their behavior. And so they keep on doing it because they know that nothing's going to happen to them. So I hope that when Ring doorbell catches them, that they are arrested and, you know, whatever legal consequences that they get, they need to understand that these things are dangerous. Totally stupid because, you know, we're just past that, but that there are actual consequences.
Yeah. If the argument, back to Jose for a second, if the argument is that social media is pervasive, dumb, promotes idiocy, you'll get no argument. I just don't know that we start banning or fining.
It wouldn't stop it.
It's whack-a-mole.
It is whack-a-mole.
913-58. Go ahead, Sam.
This one was not deadly, but there's one called the beer tanning challenge. And instead of using sunscreen, you pour beer on yourself.
Okay.
Why is that a challenge? I'm very confused. That's just a waste.
I used to call that Friday.
Yeah. I used to call that Friday.
Wow.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
So even stupidity takes a while to migrate to us.
But before you go with that, there's a reason we're playing Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, he did. I saw this.
Sly Stone, sadly, has died today at the age of 82.
How old is he?
He's 82 years old. He had COPD.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway.
What a great catalog.
Oh, yeah.
He has left us all. So stupidity, as with all things trendy, takes a while to get to our town, and a friend of mine who's in law enforcement was listening to the program and just said, and I quote, on the neighborhood apps, I have seen people posting videos of teenagers kicking and banging hard on doors. People are posting these videos of their Ring doorbell and asking what's going on. What are these kids doing? I'm now guessing it's this.
So it is here.
It is here. And the two neighborhood apps that he happens to follow are Olathe and South Overland Park. And Sam, you hit the nail on the head during the break. You said, what do all of these kids have for the next 2 months?
All the time in the world.
So if you think that your son would not do anything this stupid, just mention it. Just say, I'm sure you wouldn't, but it's worth probably mentioning. You know what my dad would say. If I caught you doing something like that, I'd knock you halfway into the middle of next week. He would always say that.
Right.
I would knock that kid halfway into the middle of next week. Well, it's worth just saying over dinner, hey, I know you're a good kid. I know you're not going to do anything stupid, but all of these, we're starting to see these videos in town.
And I'll grant you this. This is a boy prank.
Oh, yeah.
Girls are not going to go running up to somebody's door and kicking it in. We are continuing to monitor things out of Los Angeles. There is a, I don't want to even say sizable, my guess is it's probably 300 people strong of protesters. It is peaceful at the moment, and they are marching down one of the streets in downtown Los Angeles. This is the fourth day of protests. They don't seem to be causing any problem. Now, granted, they are blocking the street as they march down the street.
And this is a second group separate from the
other
initial
group
that we had
that was on the crosswalk. Yeah. And so they are now stopped. I don't know why. Maybe somebody's speaking. I have no idea. But we're continuing to monitor this. If there is trouble, if this becomes a problem, if for whatever reason the National Guard feels like they need to get involved, we'll go to either ABC News or CNN and cover it. We should point out that the president today activated 700 Marines to back up the National Guard in Los Angeles. Terry Moran.
For 100 people standing in a street?
Well, I would guess, in fairness, that crowd's probably 300, but we're talking about 300 people in a city of, what, 10 million? Maybe more, Metro? We have 300 people walking down a street. Who cares? Let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. Terry Moran from ABC News has been suspended over a controversial social media post about Stephen Miller, the president's deputy chief of staff for policy. An ABC News spokesperson telling USA Today, Moran has been suspended after he wrote on Twitter that Miller, quote, is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred, and that Trump is a world-class hater. You know, I've always respected Terry Moran. You would think as such a high-profile reporter for ABC News, he would know better. That's exactly right. He should know better than that. ABC News stands for, this is from the spokesperson at ABC News. ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News, and it violated our standards.
Yep.
Okay.
When we get back, did you hear we have two local athletes that are going to the National Hot Dog Eating Contest?
Do we now? Now, I knew that there was a competition to qualify.
Yes, we do. Hmm. The qualifier has happened. It is in the books. And we have two athletes.
That's right. That's right.
Moving on to the National Hot Dog Eating Contest. When we get back, we'll tell you who they are. One is male. One is female.
I'm proud.
Now, I take issue with you clearing your throat before saying athlete every right. single time you have mentioned that term.
That's right.
These are professional eaters.
That is not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is a pool player an athlete?
They did receive medals.
Is a bowler an athlete?
Now, bowling, that is some skill. You don't just accidentally bowl 100.
Eating 75 hot dogs doesn't take skill?
No, I think it...
Oh, that takes some skill.
Mm-hmm. It takes something.
Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of skill.
I'd like to get these two athletes in the studio.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Good Lord.
I'd like to talk to these athletes.
Well, we're going to be representing.
Yeah, we will. I'm proud of Kansas City today. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.